Lance Izumi, Carrette Senior Fellow in Education Studies, also Senior Director at the Center for Education at the Pacific Research Institute, joins me. His brand new book, Choosing Diversity, Charter Schools Promote Diverse Learning Models and Meet the Diverse Needs of Parents and Children. And Lance, great to have you back on the show.
David, it's always wonderful to be on your program.
So let's dive right in. And, you know, it's not just about civics. It's about math. It's about science. It's about social studies, reading. It, you know, the difference is that education has been more targeted towards passing a test in too many ways versus educating an individual.
No, that's absolutely right, David. You know, I mean, there is a place for tests. You know, we all have to find out, you know, how kids are doing. On the other hand, that's not the be-all and end-all of education, as you point out. You know, the fact that you have so many millennials right now who, you know, don't know, you know, basic history, and who, according to recent polls, show that they, you know, support socialism over capitalism, shows that there's a real problem in our education system with conveying to kids, you know, not only basics of social studies and history, but also about values and, you know, what, you know, those regimes in the past, socialist and communist regimes, did to their people. And so the fact that they're willing to bring that on to the United States is extremely concerning.
So how do we, and maybe not just how do we continue to fix it? We already have begun, Lance, as you know, the growth of choice in this country, not where we'd like it to be percentage-wise versus the very large public education structure. But how do we continue to grow that? Homeschooling has grown significantly. People are not ruled by the narrative from the left and right coast, but there, or east and west coast, or whatever version somebody wants to call it. But across America, more parents are even taking hold of their children's education as a defensive mechanism.
No, that's right. I think parents are looking at all kinds of different factors. They're looking not just at, you know, the academic performance of their kids in school. They're looking at safety issues. They're looking at the values that are being taught to their kids. And in many cases, at the regular public schools, parents are extremely concerned about all of these factors and really do want a choice. Whether it's a charter school, which I profile 13 very different types of charter schools in my book, Choosing Diversity, or whether, as you mentioned, David, homeschooling, or whether it's through vouchers or education savings accounts so that people can access private schools. You know, what they want is an alternative. You know, if the regular public school is not meeting the needs of their kids, then they should have the ability to go someplace else where those individual needs are met. Why should kids be forced into one-size-fits-all regular public school when there may be alternatives that, you know, will get them on the road to success in a much better way?
You know, Lance, with these evolutions in education, are children being properly assessed? We're all different. We have our strengths. We have our likes, our dislikes. And while there is a core form of education that needs to exist so you understand the basics in life, there's a point at which you want to make sure that where there is an interest and a strength, you develop it. And sometimes where there is a weakness, you make sure you work to bring it into the strength column.
No, that's right, David. I mean, and again, this goes to the whole issue of individualized learning, which is often ignored in regular public schools. And one of the things that I show in my book, Choosing Diversity, is that there are a lot of charter schools that really focus on personalized learning for the individual child. So, for example, I profile a school called Design Tech, which is actually based on the Oracle corporate campus in the Bay Area in California, and it uses a lot of high technology and online tools in order to allow students to not only rise to the level of their own competency, but also to individualize that learning to that student. So if, as you point out, if they have weaknesses, then how, those online tools are able to get those kids to improve in those areas. If they have strengths, they allow them to, you know, really race on with it. So you can really go as far as, you know, your own abilities will take you and not be hemmed in by this kind of like one size fits all, we all march in lockstep type of education that we too often see in the regular public schools.
The book is Choosing Diversity, available wherever books are sold, and I've just tweeted it out on my Twitter at David Webb Show. Lance, you know, you do a lot of research in this before you develop a product, whether it's a paper, an article, and now obviously congrats on the book. What do you want people to do with this? Is it a learning tool? You know, just kind of what they should take away from the book, why they should use it.
I think there are a couple of important things. First of all, you know, we need to be able to show people that there are these alternatives and all the advantages that there are in, you know, these choices such as charter schools, that they can get the type of education that for their children that they really want. And secondly, is to where there are charter schools, they need to be protected, because right now you have the teachers' unions who are really putting on a full court press to try and eliminate charter schools and or certainly stop their progress. And in places where there aren't charter schools, such as in West Virginia just recently where there was a teacher strike, the unions were there trying to prevent the state legislature from actually passing a law that would give parents the ability to send their kids to a charter school. So, you know, the people need to be aware of these political shenanigans going on in their state capitals and be able to really push for these choices, because, you know, in the end, it's their children who are going to benefit.